Good morning, Niall. How are you?
Good morning, Myra. How are you?
Not too bad at all. I'm just going to introduce you to our listeners, Niall O'Donnell. And Niall, you're going to do something quite extraordinary. Now, you're very young, and this caught my eye. Could you tell our listeners, because I have mentioned that you are going to cycle from Achill to Athens, that's right, for Peterhouse. How did the idea come up, please, Niall?
Yeah, so this idea wasn't my brainchild. There's three of us doing this cycle. Myself, Cormac Ryan, and his cousin Stephen Ryan. And Cormac Ryan was the original man who thought of this. And funny enough, the original plan wasn't Europe to begin with. We had hoped last April to set off and do San Francisco to New York. It was supposed to be across America. But then, obviously, COVID and travel restrictions kind of impacted, you know, a bit on that, and we had to pivot and change our plans a bit. So Europe was the play. So we're starting off in 2 days from Achill.
And why Achill?
Well, when America wasn't really an option for us, we were trying to figure out, okay, well, what can we do, and you know, what would work, and you know, what distance would equate to what we had originally planned across America. And we kind of came up with Achill to Athens. It just had a nice ring to it. And another part of it was, like, coming from Achill to Dublin is a nice section because we have friends and family and keen cyclists in the country that have requested to join us for certain sections of the Achill to Dublin section of the route. So it's just a nice little touch to get other people involved that we know.
And I mentioned that the charity, I may have actually just got this wrong, Niall. I mentioned Peterhouse, but I think there's also, is it Bodywise? What's the other charity, please?
Yeah, so we're doing this in aid of Pieta House and Bodywise. Oh. So Pieta House, people are very familiar with. They do a lot of great work in Ireland at the moment, and they mean a lot to us, and you know, we believe a lot in what they do. And Bodywise would be the national centre for eating disorders in the country at the moment. So Pieta House, obviously, because you know, a lot of people use the services that Pieta House provide, and we thought it was a good charity to go with. And then Bodywise, so Cormac Ryan, who's the man who thought of doing this cycle, he himself actually only in the last I'd say 2 or 3 months has really kind of come to the conclusion that, right, I have an eating disorder, and he's only really gotten help for that in the last couple of months. And Bodywise are a big part of that, and we just felt, you know, the charity hit home, it hit close to us, so we decided, you know, we'd include them.
Okay, and why does self-support mean? What does self-support mean, and why is it so much harder?
Yeah, so obviously you mentioned already, like, this is a 6,000-kilometre trip, but it's a 6,000-kilometre self-supported trip. So basically what a self-supported trip in relation to bikepacking means is we don't have a support van, so it's just the three of us once we leave. And everything we need for our day-to-day survival and for our, you know, our accommodation, so our tents, our food, our water, our equipment, our cooking equipment, everything is on the bike with us. So it kind of adds to the challenge of what we're trying to do. So that's what the self-supported part means. So basically all the gear we need to survive for 2 months is on the bike with us.
Oh, wow. I wasn't expecting to hear that. I was expecting to hear a big truck following you or something.
Oh no, I'd say halfway through we may wish for a truck to be following us in our gear. But.
Okay. And what do you see is going to be your biggest challenge?
Well, our biggest challenge, actually, to be honest, I'd say will be keeping ourselves rested enough to cover the distances we plan on covering, because we plan on covering about 130 to 150 kilometres a day for close to 2 months. So keeping ourselves fit and healthy in order to keep those sort of kilometres going on a day-to-day basis is going to be a big challenge, and keeping ourselves fed properly, because obviously once you're on the bike, you're burning a lot of calories as you go. Yes. So I think that's going to be our biggest challenge.
And to do this, the training for this must have been time-consuming, and you must have been doing it every day, Niall.
Yeah, well, that's any cyclist out there listening to this will know that cycling is a time-consuming sport. In order to get any sort of worthwhile or meaningful training, you kind of need to block off 6 to 8 hours a day. I'm very fortunate. I'm a primary school teacher, and I'm fortunate that, obviously, firstly, I love my job, but secondly, the fact that as a primary school teacher, I have the extra little bit of time, whether it's finishing school a little bit earlier or even over the last couple of months of the summer holidays, it's been a big help. So. Mm. training for us is basically getting out on the bike as often as possible and covering as many miles as possible every time we get out on the bike. And then obviously refueling and making sure that our nutrition and our hydration is on point. So basically we try and get out and replicate the conditions, you know, that we're going to experience on the cycle. So covering distances of 100 to 150 or plus that even every time we go out. So train often and train tired and try and cover as many miles. That's the goal of the training.
I just want to go back a little bit here and remind our listeners that your name is Niall O'Donnell and you are going with two other friends, but you are cycling, first of all, from Achill to Athens in aid of PH House and Bodywise. But what's the distance, Niall?
So the distance is 6,000 kilometres and we're hoping to break that down into 45 stages, so 45 days of about 130, 150 kilometres a stage. And then that gives us about 10 days to work with. Rest-wise. So we hope to be in Athens in Greece towards the end of October, the 27th, 28th of October. That's the goal.
And how long will it take? What's the time that you're...
So just under 2 months, including the 10 days that give us. So it's 45 days of cycling and 10 days to make sure that we're getting the right recovery and the right rest.
Okay. For yourself, and how are you going to fuel, hydrate yourself, and so forth?
Yeah, well, as I said, like that's going to be our biggest challenge. Like, if you're on the bike for which we will be for 6 to 8 hours a day, and carrying almost 20 kilograms of gear as well as yourself on the bike, we're probably going to be burning about 7,000 or 8,000 calories a day, which is an immense amount of calories to be burning. So, fueling and hydrating ourselves will be the biggest challenge now. We're fortunate that the fact that it is in Europe, we will have access to, you know, grocery stores and supermarkets and whatever we need to get our food. But basically, high carbs, energy rich foods, and where I think it's the one event that you can do that. It doesn't matter what you eat. It doesn't matter what the quality of the food is you eat. You just eat as much as you can and as often as you can. Nothing is off limits to try and get your calorie count up.
Well, as I said to our listeners, you're quite young and you're obviously extremely fit. Can I just ask you your route? What's your planned route once you get onto Europe?
So yeah, we're leaving on Wednesday, so this Wednesday, the 1st of September, from Achill, and we're planning it'll be a 2-day stint because it's about 320 kilometres to Dublin. So we'll do that over 2 days, and we land into Dublin on the 2nd, and once we get to Dublin on the 3rd then, which is the Friday, we have that day to get our bikes into bike boxes and make sure we have the last of our bits together, and then we fly to Nantes on the west coast of France on Saturday the 4th. And then from there we work our way down the west coast of France, down towards San Sebastian, we hug the coast, and then we come across the bottom of France over towards the French-Italian border, so up over the Alps, over the top of Italy, over into Slovakia, Vienna, Slovenia, back down around, we kind of do a little bit of a loop, and then come back down towards Zagreb and the Croatian coastline, and then we go down the Mediterranean coastline or the Croatian coastline all the way down to Greece, and then once we get into Greece, we cut across the middle of Greece, across to Athens.
Wow.
So I think we hit about 15 or 18 different countries we hit, and there's about 48,000 metres of climbing. So for anybody out there who... cycling-wise, you know, they might not know what that means. The Tour de France every year tends to average about 22,000 metres of climbing. So we have a lot of climbing to do between now and Athens.
Well, Niall, I'm going to tell you, I want our listeners to know how they can sponsor you, how they can, if you have details, please, could you just please let us know here, and we hope that our listeners will try and support you if that's possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so any and all support is welcome. We're very fortunate so far. We've raised just under €19,000, which we're delighted about.
Wow.
But if there's But if there's anybody looking or interested in donating or supporting our trip, if you go onto our Facebook page, so if you went onto Facebook and just typed into the search bar Achill to Athens, you'll see it in PHS and Bodywise. It'll come up very quickly. Also, we'd be lucky to have a lot of help from 360 Cycles in Clontarf, and 360 Cycles on their webpage also have details of the cycle. They actually have a live tracking app, so people can see exactly where we are at all times, and they have a link on their website, so 360cycles.ie. And they have a link on their webpage to donate also. So there's a couple of options available to people to donate.
And your family, I assume, are supportive of all this.
Oh, well, yeah, they are. They're massive. Like, the three of us are very aware that we're in a very privileged position, and we're very grateful to the support that we've gotten from the people around us. Definitely wouldn't have been possible to organise this without that. Yeah, they're excited for us. I think there was a little bit of like, are you mad? Like, is this what you want to do at the start? But, you know, they've all rode in behind us, and, you know, they've been great. So, again, we're very grateful and very aware of how privileged we are to have that support. So,
I hope that groups around Ireland that are around Europe, that Irish groups, that if they are listening today, that they might be able to help you along the way. And Niall, I am going to ask you just to repeat the contacts and things again, how people can support you, if that's okay.
Yeah. So again, just if anybody is able and willing to support us, you can find our donation link on our Facebook page. Which, if you go onto Facebook and just type ACO to Athens, you'll see ACO to Athens and Ada PLS and Bodywise. You'll find it very quickly. There's a donation link on that. And also 360 Cycles, which are a bike shop in Clontarf, who have been very supportive of us. They also have details about the cycle and a donation link on their webpage. So either of those two is fine. And yeah. That'd be the easiest way to donate.
Niall, can I phone you in about 4 or 5 weeks and find out where you are, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, hopefully I'll have reception wherever I am. But yeah, no, that'd be great. We can check in, and if your listeners are interested, they can find out where I am.
Absolutely, and we'll try it if that's okay, and we'll give you a couple of weeks to see where you are, and I'm fascinated. Actually, I just think it's wonderful, absolutely wonderful. So, Niall O'Donnell, thank you so much, and all of the team here wish you the very, very best, and your two friends. What's your friends' names? The other two?
Cormac and Stephen Ryan.
Ah, wonderful. Well, I'm really looking forward to following you and everything else, the only mad thing I ever did was cycle to Belfast for once and back. But what you
that's no small feat either.
No. Well, we're talking about 100 years ago here. But I really admire you, and I wish you the very best. And in about 5 weeks' time, I will catch up with you. I'll find you somewhere in Europe.
Okay.
Niall, thank you very much
for having me.
Not at all. Take care, and the very
bye,
best.
Bye.
God bless. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.